Perched high on a hillside near the boundary between Port Moody and Coquitlam, Mountain Meadows Elementary School is always a hub of activity. But every morning and afternoon, Upper Noons Creek Drive, which runs in front of the school, gets crowded with another activity. Commuters in their cars, rushing to and from work. Elaine is a parent and resident of the neighborhood.
Well, my son takes the bus. He actually goes to a different school. He goes to Front School in Port Coquitlam. So we go to that bus stop just up here one block in the morning. And I swear about 75% of the cars are going, in my estimation, over 80 kilometers an hour. And the sidewalk we have to travel on is kind of where the road narrows. And it's on a curve as well. And I'm just always worried that the car is not going to make that curve and come up on the sidewalk. So.
Amid multiple reports of motorists speeding through the area and failing to stop at stop signs and crosswalks directly adjacent to Mountain Meadows Elementary, the city of Port Moody held a traffic calming pop-up event on Tuesday, November 5th, to gather information and suggestions from neighborhood residents. Nobunir Rahman is a transportation engineer for the city of Port Moody.
We have been hearing concern about the speeding and like a lot of concern about the traffic along this corridor from the public, and that's where it identified as one of the traffic calming project at the city. So as part of that project, we are here to get public feedback before we go back to the drawing board to do the design, considering the feedback we hear from the public.
Jeff Moy, General Manager of Engineering and Operations for Port Moody, says that traffic on Upper Noons Creek Drive has been an issue for years, but previous attempts to address speeding motorists have been insufficient.
Historically, we've had a lot of traffic complaints along Noons Creek Drive around speed and volume. We have a traffic calming policy and a program to take on traffic calming projects on an annual basis. It allows us to do probably a project a year, so it's fairly limited. So we have a priority list, which is looked at by our transportation committee every year. And this project came to the top. We've actually looked at Noons Creek Drive a couple of times over the years, back to the early 2000s, and made small changes. The other thing that I think gave us a good opportunity here is we're looking at traffic calming for the north part of Noons Creek Drive within Port Moody, but Nobunir and his team also did a school travel safety study in the past couple of years with Mountain Meadows Elementary School, which is one of the areas that we actually get a lot of traffic complaints around stop sign compliance and speeding near the school crosswalks.
With suggestions ranging from lane narrowing to speed humps and a recently installed LED speed radar display, Rahman was glad to receive feedback from attendees at the event, but is asking residents and users of Upper Noons Creek Drive to fill out an online survey to contribute their thoughts to the project.
We have heard great feedback from the people today. It's kind of like a speeding issue in front of the school with the crosswalk. So yeah, look, I think so far we have heard great feedback about the concern, and at the same time, some great suggestions. The survey is open until November 11th. I would encourage all of your listeners living in this neighborhood or using the Noons Creek Drive as their daily commute to go to the website, fill out the survey, and give us your feedback. That would help us to develop the design options.
The next step, says Rahman, is compiling feedback from residents and presenting the findings to council.
The survey will close on November 11th, and then we'll go back to the drawing board with all the feedback, suggestion we received from the public, and develop different options for this corridor. And then we'll go back to the council for the direction to implement it as a pilot. The reason for the pilot is that to give us an opportunity to see its effectiveness before we go and then do some permanent improvements.
While this traffic project might increase the commute time for motorists in a hurry, at the end of the day, the city's main priority is clear.
The main goal of this project is to improve safety for all users. So that's what we see as a city at the end of this project. We see the improvement for safety improvements along this corridor where people can walk, bike safely, take transit safely, come to this school. So it's the goal is to get the safety improvements along this corridor.
Residents and users of Upper Noons Creek Drive can submit their feedback until November 11th at engage.portmoody.ca. Jesse Wentzloff, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, reporting from Port Moody. This piece is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and is made available for broadcast by media outlets across the country at frequencynews.ca.